22 of May 2020. It's a novena to the Holy Spirit. The forbearance or long-suffering, day one. Until the feast of Pentecost, we will contemplate in meditation the fruits of the Holy Spirit, which should bring us closer to the Holy Spirit. They are mostly repetitions of the past year. At Easter 2020, due to the pandemic, we broadcast retreats live via internet. We want to check if there is interest in further retreats at Pentecost. The topic would be the Pentecost sequence. We ask that you contact us by name. If there is enough interest, then we would write down the reactions that have already taken place to the list of the participants.
Rey celeste, Espíritu consolador, Espíritu de verdad, que estás presente en todas partes y lo llenas todo, tesoro de todo bien y fuente de la vida. Ven y habita en nosotros, purifícanos y sálvanos, tú que eres bueno.
Now, to the first meditation. You, Holy Spirit, you kiss of the Father and of the Son, you sweetest and most intimate kiss, coming from Saint Bernard of Clairvaux. We want to know and love you better. Therefore, descend into our soul. Like the sun, which illuminates everything, where it finds no obstacle. Reach out like an arrow of flame to be the deepest part of our soul. You do not rest in proud hearts and high spirits. Rather, you open your dwelling in humble souls. It's from Saint Mary Magdalene of Pazzi. Enlighten us in these days, in which we are preparing the solemnity of your coming. You, who are our comforter and teacher, the bridegroom of our souls, the one who makes us holy. First Corinth, it's written at 13:4, love is long-suffering. Forbearance is your wonderful fruit, which lives in those souls that listen to you and do not lose heart over long distances. It is similar to patience, but even more strongly related to the goods of the Spirit. It carries the perseverance in itself and makes the soul strong and capable of suffering. Thus it grows as a fruit of an intimate relationship with you. It is divine in nature as the Apostle Paul testifies. And in 1 Tim 1:16 it's written, "But I have found mercy precisely so that Christ Jesus might be the first to show all his long-suffering in me, as an example to all who believe in him in the future, that they may obtain eternal life." God's patience calls us to repentance. We get to know his perseverance, his wonderful love, his willingness to endure us and not to turn away from us, to keep his heart open for us, even when we close ourselves. He is always ready to offer us his forgiveness, even when we reject it. He never gives up. We notice how he is calling for our love and tries to speak to us. Love is long-suffering. This wonderful gift asks for our patience. In Colossians 3:12, "You are loved by God. You are his chosen saints. Clothe yourselves with sincere mercy, with forbearance." So you, beloved Holy Spirit, want us to become forbearing ourselves, that your way unfolds in us, also towards other people. That we are always ready to forgive, to keep our hearts open, to bear others, sometimes to bear ourselves, to be able to wait in perseverance and to strive unto good persistently. Beloved Holy Spirit, there is still all sorts of work ahead of us, all pride, all self-assertion. Many obstacles must be removed so that your fruit can grow in us. Thank God that you are patient and forbearing with me. Love is long-suffering. Please let us set out together, Holy Spirit, and I ask you to be patient with me. Help me to curb my impatience and not to follow my first waves of emotions, but to call upon you when my patience is so weak and I am so easily unjust. Let me think of how you treat me so patiently and forbearing. Realize your love in me, that I may become a credible witness to my Lord. You do not want to reach only me, for you are sent by our Father and the Son to complete the work. You want to lead back on the path those whom your long-suffering saw erring. If you are patient, I too will become patient and persevere in the Lord's vineyard. Strengthen me when I'm tired. Admonish me when I'm careless. Make me ready to follow you in everything.
Rey celeste, Espíritu Consolador, Espíritu de verdad, que estás presente en todas partes y lo llenas todo. Tesoro de todo bien y fuente de la vida, ven y habita en nosotros, purifícanos y sálvanos, tú que eres bueno. Rey celeste, Espíritu Consolador, Espíritu de verdad, que estás presente en todas partes y lo llenas todo. Tesoro de todo bien y fuente de la vida, ven y habita en nosotros, purifícanos y sálvanos.